Hello, welcome to the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries. I'm your host, Bev Moore. My guest today is the founder and CEO of a very prominent entertainment magazine and multimedia company. Giovanna Salas is my guest today. She is the founder and CEO of the Heart of Hollywood magazine and a filmmaker. When we come back, Giovanna talks about what inspired her to change her career from a fine arts painter to CEO of a successful multimedia entertainment company that includes owner of Hollywood Motion Pictures. Stay with us. We will be back with Giovanna Sala after the break.
Shine bright like a diamond. Shine bright like a diamond.
Interview with the founder and CEO of Heart of Hollywood magazine is coming up. When we come back, Giovanna talks about how her multimedia entertainment company got started and her dreams of living in France. Stay with us to hear Giovanna talk about how important it is to her to be known as a business person instead of a businesswoman. We'll be back after the break.
We are strong, we are resilient, and we will get through this together. But these are stressful times, and it's important to also practice good self-care. It's normal to feel overwhelmed, anxious, or afraid, but there is hope. Reach out to someone, connect with your friends, stay in touch with your community, and know that you are not alone. Learn more at wearebroadcasters.com/hope, furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
I would like to welcome my guest, Giovanna. She is the founder of Heart of Hollywood Motion Pictures and Heart of Hollywood Magazine. Giovanna has been a producer, executive producer, first AD for Action Films, and filmmaker consultant. She has appeared in newspapers, television shows, and podcasts around the world. Welcome to the show, Giovanna.
Thank you, Beth. I'm very happy and excited to be at your show. I really appreciate the invitation.
Awesome. I'm so glad to have you. Giovanna, how did you jump from a fine art painter to a CEO of a multimedia entertainment company, Heart of Hollywood Motion Pictures?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't even think that I can answer that question because it was something that was not planned at all. It just kind of happened. I just wanted to, you know, be living the living of an artist, go to France. That was kind of like my dream, and become someone that people can recognize as a artist.
I mean, it's just amazing. You decided I'm going to be a filmmaker or I'm going to get into the entertainment industry, right?
Yes, it's something that kind of evolves. You know, I became as an artist. I love to paint in oils, and that transition into photography, that transition into videographer, and then suddenly I wanted to become a filmmaker and direct movies. So that is what happened, and it was like a very natural process that I felt. I never felt push or rush. It just kind of like a transition into that.
Amazing. I love the story behind it, the way it evolved. So you're a filmmaker and recognized as a strong businesswoman, but you quickly earned the moniker, the title, I guess, of Miss Heart of Hollywood among the industry elite. And
yes.
And
that's a funny story, you know, because it's hard to make a name for yourself in the industry anywhere in the world, and especially in Hollywood, I will say even more, right? So, you know, I opened my company, Heart of Hollywood Motion Pictures. It was a post-production company focused on that. And then so I started getting invitations to go to events, and people was referring to me as, oh, you know, here is the Heart of Hollywood or Miss Heart of Hollywood. And I at the beginning, I didn't take that very very good. I thought that they were laughing at me, you know. And because here is a new entrepreneur, and I, to be honest with you, I dislike it. And I was a little bit upset because, you know, here I am trying to promote the company, presenting my name, and they just disregard my name and just call me Miss Heart of Hollywood. So one day I was invited by one of my friends to an event. It was a red carpet event, and he's a very, very close friend with me. His name is Jose Beltran, by the way. He's one of the best people I know in this town. And, he introduced me. Oh, this is my friend, Miss Heart of Hollywood. And I was like, what a second, Jose.
Oh,
you
my
know
God.
My name.
Oh, my God.
So So then, you know, I realized it was something, you know, that was not as bad as I was thinking. And so I just kind of own it, you know, like when they tell to the actors, okay, own your space. So that I kind of fall into that, and I just decided to own my space. So either people wanted to call me that, I guess, you know, I could not tell them no.
Well, you know, I think it's a big accomplishment. You know, it's hard to make your name in Hollywood.
Yes. Yes, it is.
It's very hard. It's very difficult. And you made a name for yourself. And, you know, that's not a bad name, part of Hollywood.
Yeah, so I just, you know,
and
Miss Heart of Hollywood, you know, it's okay with me. And I think that we all start somewhere.
Yes, we all start somewhere. Yeah, and that was your start. That's how you got your name. I love
yeah.
it. I love the story. I love the story behind it. And it was around the industry elite that gave you that, prominence.
Well, I think that, you know, it takes a lot of work. I think that you have to be very focused on what you want in life and what you want to achieve. And challenges are always going to be there and every step on the way. And I think that it's just about how do you see yourself and what perspective do you want to take. But it's going to be things that are going to break you down and will want to make you quit more than once. And
mm-hmm.
You are going to really question yourself if you are worth it, you know. That field of the entertainment industry, I believe that is very difficult. And, you know, we see careers like a doctor, an architect, a lawyer. But the thing is the people that work in the entertainment industry, they have a very, very hard path. And they have to feel okay with it. And sometimes, most of them, they don't have support for their own family, so friends, and so it's something that they just have to go constantly be working on, keeping up to date, keeping with the new innovations, adjust and adapt accordingly. For example, if there are an actor or an actress, adapting for their age and their roles that they are going to play. So there is a big commitment as part of their life.
Right. What would you say is, you know, the toughest obstacles you've met or faced during your rise in the entertainment industry? You know, as a woman, especially.
Well, I would say that I have a. I don't want to necessarily be labeled as a woman or necessarily like a certain ethnicity. I believe that if you can do the work, you just have to do the work. But due to the statistics, I mean, only the 10% work as a producers, directors, or they have a leadership position of women. So just by that is going to be difficult. Not really by the society. I think it's just, I guess, by the standards that have been accumulated by time periods, you know, like
mm-hmm.
the
mm-hmm.
woman's boat rights during back in the time. Not sure exactly the year, but the 50s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I probably might be wrong on that, but what I'm saying is that the women, through to time, they have been delayed in some things and in some career fields.
Right. You're right. So, and we don't want to be, like, in that genre. I know we want to be, like, treated like everybody else, you know. As business women, you know, we want to be like a regular entrepreneur.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
For me, I think, you know, I don't even necessarily want to call myself a business woman. You know, I'm just a business person. And maybe I
right.
have that line very clear because, you know, I mean, Yes, I believe that it's a difference and what the person is capable to do. But I don't want to put, I'm not sure I'm going to say it right, but I'm just kind of being very honest in this interview. So I don't want to have like excuses, you know, or saying, oh, it's because I have so many
kids, or
I'm divorced, or I'm a single mother, or, you know, I have these difficulties that I can't. And the truth is that it's nothing really that you cannot do without you deciding, yes, I can do it. So I never want to have like a pillow, right, where I say this is the reason why I cannot do this. This is the reason why I don't have the time to do this, because I'm a very disciplined type of person. So I will make the time within the time slots that I will incorporate every single thing that I need to do in order to accomplish something. And so in that regards, I think that when it comes to that, you know, that's why I am also a very private person. It takes me a lot for open up. I'm a very selective person with my friends, with professionals, because I just want to, you know, I love the arts. I love that entertainment and everything they have to offer. And I see the positive things and what can be improved. So my time is very precious to me. And I respect the time of others as well.
You're vast like the ocean. Yeah, the voices in your head have got you. You don't really know how powerful you are. Always in motion. I smile to myself as I watch you. You don't need to win me over, I've been yours. You don't need to dress it up, no, no. Don't need to put on airs to make me care. You got that golden touch, oh. I mean, I know you're scared, but are you aware? You are made of stardust. The universe inside you, yeah. A straight up miracle. It's so incredible how you sometimes can forget.
Please.
This is the Bev Moore Show, live streaming on the iHeart Network and over 185 broadcast stations in 37 countries around the world. I'm Bev Moore. My interview with the founder of Heart of Hollywood magazine, Giovanna Salas, continues. Giovanna has been featured on the cover of London's Soul Central magazine and recognized by the City of Los Angeles for her leadership as a film producer, consultant, and screenwriter. Stay with us to hear more about Giovanna's very successful career.
As a veteran, you get a lot of advice. But wisdom's harder to come by. A lot of people imagine themselves in our shoes without understanding the weight on our shoulders. The truth is, few can understand the pressure of finding your own way after serving in the military. But few isn't none. You've got support. You can't control the chaos, but you can chart your way through it. Steady yourself. Take a breath. You're not alone. Learn more at maketheconnection.net.
It says in what you've achieved that you are definitely successful by what you've done. I mean, it's right there in front of us. I mean, how many people can achieve what you've done? And how many years did it take you to accomplish this? When did you start in entertainment?
Well, I would say around 8 years ago, right? And then I have around 5 years with my company. So I would say, you know, they're not so many, but they're not, you know, a few. So you definitely have to put the time into it. You know, because now some people, you know, ask me, okay, and how is it things are going good for you, or how do you manage that? And, you know, sometimes I ask myself, yeah, how did they even, you know, give us like media accreditations or something like that? And I'm thinking, well, it has been the time that you have to put, you know, it's the time that you plant the seed, and then it's the time that you take care of the plant, you water and everything. And it's the time that you gonna start like seeing a little harvest, but not quite enough yet,
right.
You know, because it has to, like a plant, continue growing. And so.
And that's the time that you put in it, right. Right.
Yeah. And so I think that if I would like to think that I'm patient. I'm very patient. I'm very open to learning. I love to learn learn always new things, what's happening, innovations. Those are the things that I really enjoy, and I like to surround myself with art. That is finally something that I love very much.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's very obvious that you put in the time to bring a company up, or the company. I mean, the magazine and the production, everything that you've done in just 8 years. I mean, that's amazing. So congratulations on everything that you've done. I mean, it's, you know, it's captivating.
Thank you.
So let's talk about your series, Hollywood Bus, centered on the obstacles faced by new talent arriving in Hollywood with hopes of fulfilling dreams. Can you tell us a little bit about that series and what's going on with that?
Well, that was something that I felt inspired to write when I first came to LA, because I'm a foreigner, you know. So I guess when you come to a different country, different state, and you don't know much about the industry, you have big dreams. And I have a big dream of coming to LA and becoming a film director. And, you know, mm-hmm. I have to tell you, unfortunately, I did not become a film director due to different challenges. And, you know, you in this industry, you sometimes have to have connections. You have to know people. If you want to be a director, you probably want to have an executive producer who support your project. And for that, mm-hmm. you have to have, you know, experience. But then no one gives you the chance to do it, and then that is not going to happen, right? So for me, I just was, I wrote it. It was a little bit of in despair and a little bit of thinking about everyone that has a dream, whether, you know, they wanted to be a director or an actor and just wanted to make it in the industry. So I wrote it from that perspective. I co-directed and it was made. It's a comedy, you know, and we have a good acceptance. But like I say, I had to stop that series because I needed to become a producer. I needed to become someone that was able to know about the business, learn about the business, and just naturally, I always like to help people. I wanted to be part of the community, and sometimes some people is able to do some things for others, and I was that person. I was able to learn quickly to be good, like, you know, establishing a company, doing things, putting a team together. So that came to me very easy. So for me, no, I didn't want to be a producer. I feel that I sacrificed, and until now I have this feeling, you know, that I sacrificed my own dream of becoming a director for the company, Heart of Hollywood, you know, motion pictures.
Right.
So my, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm just being very honest about it because maybe that's my field that helped me out to be a producer and a business person and running the company, because I still have that desire that is not fulfilled yet. And, you know, I'm working very hard, and hopefully one day I can have the finances from the company that I can, you know, then direct my own full features, right, and or features. And so I'm thinking in positive. I do like to work with new talent. And so maybe that time will come, but I'm preparing. I'm preparing. So that's the things, you know, that's the things in life. That sometimes you have to take a decision and you have to sacrifice some things for others. And so to me, I love people, and I just feel, okay, I think that I can help this actor. I think that I can, you know, help all the producer. I think that I can put together events and things like that, right? And so I just want to continue working in the things, you know, and hopefully keep my dream alive too as well.
Right. Well, you've obviously accomplished a lot to get a lot of attention. You were selected in the top 50 most courageous women in business, leadership, and entertainment from the Courageous Women magazine. I think that's pretty impressive.
Well, thank you. Yes, I think I feel very fortunate of some of my work has been recognized. I'm not very good speaking about myself, you know, but I'm learning to celebrate the good things that have happened in my life, like some recognitions by the city or by other companies, and I'm just thankful. I feel lucky and fortunate, and especially to the supporters. They have a service with my company, you know, they become part of the community. And that is a way that we can continue moving on and supporting other artists. I think the community orientation that I envision as a in the entertainment industry is a necessity, and especially because in Los Angeles, there always will be people coming from all over the world, and they're going to need some direction. And if we can help just a little bit, you know, I think that we're going to cut some of the years of like discovering things, because it can be dangerous too. And I speak from my person, because when I came here to LA, no one helped me in a way, and it was very hard. And you know, I did a lot of work. I volunteer. I keep it positive, and I think that that's one of my biggest strengths, that I'm a very, very positive person.
Oh, you are. I can vouch for that. You and I, when we first met, it was very positive, and it has been all the way through our relationship.
There's a name that can silence every fear. There's a love that embraces the heartache, the pain, and the tears. Through my faith and my doubting, I know one thing for sure. His word is unfailing, his promise secure. Todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. Whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness and the trials, he's faithful and he is true. The whole world's in his hands, todo va a estar bien. Father, you say everything's gonna be alright, but my circumstances say I won't last through the night. I need your word to hold me now, I need you to pull me through. I need a miracle, a breakthrough, I need you. They say you hold the whole universe in your hand, but my world's falling apart like it is made of sand. Am I small enough to slip through the cracks? Can you take my broken pieces and put them back? Give me faith, you believe you are on my side. Open my eyes and see you working in my life. Let the past remind me you never fail, and tell my soul it is well. Oh, y todo va a estar bien, everything will be alright. The whole world's in his hands, your whole world's in his hands. In the darkness, in the trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands, y todo va a estar bien.
Padre, te confieso a corazón abierto que todo es muy incierto en este desierto. Mi vulnerabilidad está al descubierto. Siento que mi barca está muy lejos de su puerto. ¿Por qué será que ya no sale el sol en mis días? ¿Por qué mis noches son tan frías? ¿Por qué será que siento que me falta algo? ¿Por qué este camino gris se siente tan largo? Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te sienta. Sé que estás sobrando aunque no te vea. Sé que voy a salir de esta odisea. Sé que voy a ganar esta pelea. Sé que va a cesar esta marea temporaria. Que en ti yo viviré una vida extraordinaria. Y aunque no pueda entender, me consuela saber que
todo, yo sé que trials, he's faithful and he's true. Your whole world's in his hands. You don't want to stop again. Oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright.
Everything will be alright.
Oh, oh, oh. Yeah. Don't want to stop again.
Don't want to stop again.
Oh, oh, oh. Everything will be alright. Oh.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands.
Todo el mundo en su mano está. Todo el mundo en su
my interview with Heart of Hollywood magazine founder and CEO Giovanna Salas continues. Stay with us. When we come back, Giovanna talks about her love for horses.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Who's been your inspiration, though? You know, when you got started in L.A. and started with the businesses and everything, who's been your most inspirational person with your career?
Well, besides my mother, I guess I will say a horse, you know? I love horses, and I was passing
through. You love horses?
I love horses,
oh,
yes.
I do too.
I was passing through a personal difficult situation. And I felt very alone. And I just, at the time, I was studying radio, film, and television. I was in Texas. And I remember I had a friend who had a horse farm. And when I was little, I remember that I can't ride horses. So it had been like 15 years or something that I didn't ride a horse again, and I went with my friend, and I asked, can I ride one of your horses? And he said yes, and that to be the trainer of that horse, that specific horse that I rode, her name was Rain, and it was a wild horse. And then when I was and the horse, I saw myself, like when I was little, riding a horse. And so I'm thinking, this is a story. This is a story to tell. And at that moment, that same day, when I got out of the horse, I decided I was going to put a crew together and I was going to make a documentary of wild horses. And so
I did it.
So in a week, I put the crew together, and now, you know, I was filming wild horses. I got involved with the Native American tribes. I learned about the history, about the horse, about the tribes. I followed the horses, different states within the United States. And, you know, I post some videos on YouTube, and that's how a producer saw one of my videos when I was in Texas and say, hey, looks like you have some talent. I think that you should come to LA, you know? And so pretty much a horse, you know, it started everything, and the horse, you know, kind of lead me to Los Angeles. So I think that the horse has a lot of symbolism for me since my start, like a childhood, and like how a horse has played, believe it or not, that I'd be part of my life. It's I guess, you know, that's something that motivated me, you know, the follow a wild horse. I relate with a wild horse.
Amazing. Yeah, I had a horse when I was growing up. I was the same way. And it just, there's something about, if you've never had a relationship with a horse, You don't know what you're missing. I love that story. I'll have to follow up with that, anything that you've done with that. Are you What do you have next as far as films that's coming up?
Well, as far as films are coming up, like now I'm interested to find like based on true stories or sci-fi movies. I'm currently reading a screenplay a producer sent me, and it's very interesting. It's a comedy, which is different, but of films that I have worked before. They are more action films. But yes, I'm now interested in working more closely with the project, and you know, see really if it's something that I'm interested on, because it takes time and a lot of dedication. And so yeah, I guess I'm interested in true story projects and sci-fi.
Wonderful. Now, you also mentioned the fashion industry. You're going to be bringing that platform into your business. Are you going to be incorporating that? Because I noticed that you're getting busy with it.
Yes. So, there is a magazine that I created, and I put a lot of work into it as well. And like I say, I'm one person that they like to study. And before, I didn't know much about, like, fashion. And as we published the magazine, I learned more and more. I got more involved, more educated about the fashion designers, the fashion industry. And I really think that Los Angeles being one of the capitals for fashion, we pretty much have everything here in LA. We have the celebrities live here, people they are into fashion. They are. I think there is a market for fashion, and not only that, but it's a place for more opportunities. So I think the New York is great, and you know, everybody flies to New York, and because they have wonderful things built there. But I believe there is room here in LA for fashion. And so I'm working on to put together a big fashion show for 2024. And I have already the plan, everything that it needs to put in place, because I like to work with pre-production and anticipation. I don't like to rush into projects. I like to have enough preparation, and especially in something that I do care, I'm passionate about it, and I believe that it will open many different opportunities for fashion designers, for models. I'm planning to bring, you know, retailers, distributors, and I think that this will improve the city. And when things like that happen, also like employment new gets developed in other areas for people. And so I think that I just see the entire perspective, and I'm also interested in the economy. And I think that as long as it keeps moving, you know, it's something that they can continue working.
Right. Wow. Well, I'm really excited. I can't wait till you bring it to LA in 24.
Yeah, me too.
Feel like hope is gone. Look inside you and be
come back, Giovanna, the founder and CEO of Heart of Hollywood magazine, shares words of wisdom.
Hi, I'm Carson Kressley. Of all the most valuable resources in the world, kindness is the most precious. For more than 140 years, American Humane has been working to make the world a kinder place for animals. Rescuing those caught in disasters, protecting animals on our farms, on the silver screen, and the world's remarkable and endangered species who need our care to help them survive. All of us can make a difference by making humane choices at the supermarket, in our choice of entertainment, and by supporting conservation and rescue efforts. It's not hard at all. Make being kind a lifestyle choice and visit AmericanHumane.org for simple ways you can help build a more caring, compassionate, and humane world for animals and for all of us.
You know, you've been a true inspiration for so many people in the entertainment world just to see you prosper the way you have, I must say. I mean, you have been for people to watch you grow the way you have. What advice can you give to someone that's brand new to the entertainment world?
I will say first of all, like, they have to be focused on the person or what they want, right? Like, if they want to be an actress, they want to be a producer, director, music composer, any field that they feel affiliated with that, I think that they just need to do research, write it down, make realistically objectives, and in a short period of time. Like, let's say, okay, I want to do this. Maybe don't think in it by 20, you know, it's 2023. By 2010, I'm going to have this and all of that, because I think that that's very unrealistic approach. And I think that when you really start moving is when you start, like, okay, what are the results, like, in a week? What are my results in a month? So for me, my advice, it will be not just for people in the entertainment industry, but I think the discipline is a must, and organization, and set objectives to accomplish a goal. And I think that's something that has worked with me. And I still try to improve, because it's not easy to have discipline. It's not easy sometimes when you work a lot and, okay, you have to do the routine. And especially you already have a family and it's so many other plus, you know, that can be going around your life. So, but that's even more when you need to have discipline. Let's say, okay, someone that perhaps live with roommates, and I say, okay, maybe I can't make a schedule because I have roommates and all this stuff. No. This is the time that is the most important for you to on a schedule with discipline and say, okay, this is the time everybody's out, or this is the time that I can have. Okay, I'm going to accomplish this. And I think that the realizing that time that you have, because time is precious, and I think that a lot of us, don't really see time as passing by. And for me personally, I don't know, maybe because of my life, but I have encountered time to be crucial to everything that I do, and so I appreciate life too much.
Yeah, that is great advice. I mean, you know, you could probably do speaking engagements. Do you do any of that, any keynote or anything?
You know, they have been lately inviting me to do some speaking engagements. I did one in the Pearson College for the New Women's Business Center. And recently, I did some speaking engagement for a fashion pitching competition. So I feel very thankful, you know, and I was also invited to the Nan show. And so this is happening lately, and I hope that some of the insights that I share are in some capacity functional for others that they would like to apply.
Right. I can see it. I can see it just by listening to you. A lot of great advice. Absolutely. Well, Giovanna, I just want to thank you so much for being on the show. You've been a tremendous asset and just tremendous advice for everyone.
My pleasure. I really enjoy our interview.
That's our show for this week. I hope you enjoyed my interview with the founder and CEO of Heart of Hollywood Magazine and Hollywood Motion Pictures, Giovanna Salas. As an entertainment executive, Giovanna is getting a lot of attention these days for being an inspiration for actors, entertainers, and entrepreneurs. By featuring them in her Heart of Hollywood magazine, movies, and TV series. We wish Giovanna continued success. Thank you for listening to The Bev Moore Show, broadcasting on BBS Radio on the iHeart Network worldwide. I'm Bev Moore. Until next time, bye-bye.
Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. Before I lift my cares, I will lift my arms. I wanna know you, I wanna find you in every season, in every moment. Before I bring my need, I will bring my heart. My treasure.